That Metal Interview.
Eleni Nota, drummer extraordinaire, is our guest, a returning guest, if you will. And she returns to the show as we had her interview on about 2020, give or take, I believe, on our second season. And for those of you following, this is her second appearance on our show here. So thank you, Eleni. And she is on tour as we speak right now in Texas. And they're still promoting the tour. And they got a couple more dates left over with Destruction. So go check it out, man. Napalm Records presents Perpetual Chaos, their latest album, Nervosa's latest album. You guys can pick it up on their store, online, on their socials, and so on and so forth. And of course, support Destruction, fellow label mates on Napalm Records, as we had Schmier, the legendary frontman, also returned to our show and promote this U.S. Canadian tour 2022. Anyways, let's listen to a song from Nervosa. Let's check out Under Ruins. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Talk about skin melting metal, as they would say in Europe, in England, heavy metal. And anyways, awesome four-piece female uniform of death thrash metal, whatever you want to call it. It is just some awesome metal, and you guys can catch them on the road. There's still a couple of dates left on their U.S. Canadian tour 2022. And she told us they're going to head down to Europe and then South America and all that. She'll talk about it. So anyways, here is our conversation with Eleni. Enjoy. Are you guys already in California?
Yeah. Tonight we play in San Francisco in the Great American Music Hall. We're already here.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. How's the tour going so far?
It's going really great. More than half of the tour has passed. We've already played 15 shows. Today is the 16th. So we have just 10 more left. It's going great so far.
I saw you guys had a grill on a fire somewhere. I guess on your day off or something. What do you guys do on your days off?
In the days off, well, we don't do anything special. We just chill, you know, in between of the two cities. We go to a hotel, you know, take showers, do laundry, get some rest, you know, the basic home stuff. Washing clothes, getting clean, resting a bit, and nothing special. It's just a rest day.
No music, no drums. Just day off.
Don't. Oh, no. I don't want to see a single drumstick in my day off.
I understand that, yeah. Is this the most touring you've ever done, or have you done other big tours like this before?
We just finished, before this tour, there was a finished European tour for six weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So the European one was a bit longer, 8 more shows, I think, than the U.S. tour. But if you combine them, because they were, you know, really tight one to another, if you combine them, it's 58 shows in a row. So,
wow.
And actually, it's first touring experience. Before the European tour, I never did a tour in the past. So for me, it's like, you know, all of a sudden, a lot of touring out of nowhere. But it's cool.
So which fans are crazier, the European fans or the U.S. fans?
It depends on the place. It depends on the place. For example, in the U.S. tour, we had some really crazy crowds in Canada. Seattle was amazing. Denver. But in the European tour, also, we had some really crazy crowds, especially the Mediterranean countries were fantastic. Spain, Portugal, France. Glasgow in the U.K. was insane. So it depends on the country, I guess, and how many fans you have in this country. But both crowds are amazing, U.S. and European.
So how do you keep up with the touring? How do you, I mean, we're human. Do you get tired or do you rest a lot? Or what do you do to have all the energy to go out there?
We get tired, for sure. And because, after all, yeah, we're humans at some point. There are some days that we feel super exhausted.
Yeah.
But, you know, we try to get as much sleep as possible. The good thing with traveling in a tour bus is that you can sleep enough.
Yeah.
Even if the tour bus is moving, you can sleep your sleep. So we sleep a lot. We try to eat as healthy as possible. And you know, lots of coffee, lots of Red Bulls.
Yeah.
And we try to keep our positivity. But, you know, there are days that are not as good as the others. But when we get on stage and we see the crowd, we forget everything.
I play guitar in a Texas band here in Texas. And we do just local dates, you know, bars and stuff. And we'll travel sometimes 2 days, and like 5-hour trips, you know, 4-hour trips. And I come home tired. I don't see how you guys can do 50 shows. Wow.
Your body gets used to it. What I learned is that the first week you're exhausted. First week in the European tour, I was dying. I was feeling super exhausted. But then the body gets into tour mode and it starts to feel normal to play every day. Of course, every day is not the same. Like I said, there are some days that are worse than the other ones. You feel exhausted no matter what you do. But, you know, you manage.
You manage, you get used to it, yeah. So do you have a technician that sets up the drums for you, or you do it yourself?
I don't have a technician of my own. In the European tour, I did a drum setup with Lala, the drummer of Burning Witches. We use the same kit, so we did a setup together. Also, Diva Sadanica, their vocal singer is amazing. She always helps a lot, especially with the drums. I think now she knows how to set up drums better than me even. And in this tour, the drum tech of Randy, the drummer of Destruction, also helps me a lot. He's not my drum tech, but he always offers to help a lot. He's an amazing guy. So I always get help from people.
So who makes the set list for a show? Is it Prika, or is it, does everybody pitch in ideas to play this song or play that song?
It's everybody. We sit down and we discuss what we prefer, to open the show, to end the show, what feels better, you know, to warm up also our bodies. And we tried many, you know, different set lists in the rehearsal, and we saw what worked the best, and that's how we did it. It's a team effort.
So how many songs from Perpetual Chaos are you playing live on this tour?
On this tour, I think eight, yeah. The European tour we played 10, in this tour we play 8 because our circle is a bit smaller on this tour.
Very cool. Here's a different question. I hope you don't get mad. Does it bother you when people compare you to the former Nervosa drummer, Luana?
Not at all, because it's, first of all, it's natural. I used to do the same, you know, I'm a fan of many metal bands.
Yeah.
And when a different drummer joins a band, I always compare, you know, not speaking bullshit about one of the two, but, you know, this drummer's better at this, you know, it's normal, every metal fan does this. And also Luana is a fantastic drummer, so to be compared with her, it's a good thing. Like, yeah. If people see similarities or something, because I really look up to her, so it's not, for me, I don't get offended or anything.
Awesome. Well, you're a badass drummer yourself. You're up there with the best drummers out there, for sure. Thrash.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So how does it feel being a part of the fastest rising female metal band out there?
it's fantastic, because we're kind of like a family. You know, after all this touring, all the shows, we have bonded incredibly. So I really love touring with the girls. And if we also manage to get, you know, success with what we do, playing the music that we love, it's just a plus. But I love it. Perfect for me.
What's your favorite song to play live?
It kind of changes all the time. I think these days it's Under Ruins, but it used to be Blood Eagle, then it used to be Death. It changes all the time. But in this tour, for some reason, Under Ruins works the best with me.
Yeah, there's too many good songs out there. You guys have several albums for out there. So how about the old stuff? You guys doing a lot of old stuff? Are you mixing it in a little bit?
We have, currently, in our set list, we have 4 old songs. 4 old. Yeah,
I heard a couple.
I'm not going to say which, because let's keep it a surprise, even though I think people have written the set list online or something.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say which, but we have 4 old songs, yeah.
Awesome. Some good stuff, too. So before the U.S. tour, were you a fan of Destruction already, or Sun Lord, or VX36?
Of Destruction, of course. They're a legendary band.
Oh, yeah.
I knew them, since I was, you know, a kid listening to metal. I already knew Destruction. And I look up to Randy, the drummer, a lot. He's such an amazing drummer. So watching him play every night, I learned a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Sun Lord and VX36, I didn't know them.
Yeah.
But, you know, listening to their songs every day and also meeting the guys, because they're all great guys, has been amazing. So now I'm definitely a fan.
Yeah, they're good music, yeah. Yeah, I had Schmier of Destruction on the show a couple of times already. He's a real nice guy, a real down-to-earth legend,
amazing.
Of course. Legend since the 80s, right? Yeah, I'm a fan too. So what kind of music do you listen to when you're not playing drums or playing Nervosa? What do you listen to?
To be honest, I don't listen to metal that much, because I play metal every day, so I need a break when I'm home. So I don't really listen to metal anymore, just, you know, to clear my head. So I listen to pop, rock, reggae, indie, whatever, you know, pops up in my Spotify. I love finding out new stuff. And if I listen to metal, I try to listen to the more soft metal genres, because my head needs a break. You know, listening to thrash every night, you need to change a bit, just to get also some new inspiration from different stuff.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, understood. Do you have any side projects besides Nervosa?
Right now, not any official side projects. I do a lot of session work when I'm home for, you know, bands. It can be anything from extreme metal to more classic heavy metal to modern metal to pop to whatever comes up. But I don't have any side projects right now.
Yeah. What's next for you and Nervosa after this tour? What can we, us fans, expect from you guys? What's next?
So this year is really busy until the end. After this tour finishes, we have a 7-day Spanish tour in June. Then in July, we have festivals, Exit Festival, Masters of Rock Festival, and Hills of Rock Festival in Europe. In August, we have many European dates that were postponed from our European tour. So we have like 10 or 15 shows around Europe, mostly Germany, Belgium, and Denmark. And Netherlands, and then the big tour is gonna start, a 2-month Latin American tour in autumn.
Wow.
Yeah, so pretty much it's, you know, non-stop playing shows this year. Of course, we plan to release new material, but because this year is so packed with shows after, you know, playing no shows for 2 years, we decided to make playing live shows a priority for this year, and we're gonna focus on new music a bit later.
Wow, there you go. For the people asking for new Nervosa music, so maybe 2023, we might see some new album?
We'll try our best. We're definitely gonna see new stuff. And of course, a new album is gonna come. Not too far away, but I'm not sure, you know, what to answer. Like, I don't have specific dates, but we'll make it our best.
So would you like to send a message to your fans listening to this podcast?
Sure. First of all, thank you for listening to this podcast and for supporting the metal scene and Nervosa. We couldn't play all these live shows and, you know, make our dream come true without you. You are the ones that, you know, keep us making everything with your support. And yeah, stay heavy, stay healthy and safe during these hard times, and hopefully see you in one of our live shows.
Awesome. Thank you, Eleni. Great talking to you again. Thank you for making time. I know you guys are super busy, I know. So thank you guys. And I'll see you, I guess, in Austin, Texas. I should be in that show. Appreciate that.
Oh, you're going to be there?
Yeah, I'll go check you guys out. Yeah. Of course. I'm a fan, of course.
Oh, that's fantastic. I can't wait to meet you in person. Awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
Thank you, Eleni. Keep rocking. Thank you. Thank you, Eleni. Thank you for making time, and thank you guys for supporting our podcast. Thank you for subscribing to our YouTube channel, and thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening, streaming, and so on and so forth. Thank you, guys. And don't forget to pick up Nervosa's latest album, Perpetual Chaos, and of course, Destruction's latest, also Diabolical, as they are on tour in North America. So catch them on the road, and if you can't make it to the shows, go to their stores and online, you know, find them on social media, and support them, you know, get some merchandise and support the guys and girls. Okay, so thank you guys on behalf of myself, James, and don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.